John chapter 1. And I'm going to read some other verses around us for sake of time and try to squeeze some verses I believe are necessary for the thought to get across. But it's something I've taught, I've preached, I've shared, but it seems to be something I never can exhaust. And it's kind of like one of my favorite Bible verses. Who can quote, and this is Sunday school now, Psalm 119, 105. Who can quote it for me? Somebody, come on now. Thy word is a lamp to my feet, and a light. So there's light that comes from God's word. Thy word is a lamp to my feet. And what's an attribute about God? Who is God? He is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So His word is light. He is light. And who are we? We're children of light, ain't we? Now I'm going to give you some thoughts to chew on here. Now, if God is the creator of the universe, He made everything. We know those things. Let's take some thoughts about to arrive at an intelligent attitude toward the effects of sunlight, what it does. Just some rays here. Just listen. One must start with a certain fundamental physical data. The sun is approximately 93 million miles from the earth. This is something God made. But it's 93 what? Million miles from the earth. That's phenomenal to even think about. And God stuck it there. And if it was any closer, we'd talk about a Sahara desert, we'd all be in a desert. But if it's a little bit further away, we'd all be in a mess. It'd be just Alaska everywhere you go. But God's got it right. We're exactly where He wants. But at the same time, God made that. And God is like Himself. Now, this is my thought. Now, something as big as God gets inside of you, shouldn't that change your life a little bit? I was talking to a brother yesterday, and it blessed my heart. He was in church for all his life. He's heard the Bible. He taught Sunday school. He's led people to Christ. This is interesting. He knew all the fundamentals on the outside, but inside he was missing something, the light of God. And he is in his floor reading the Word of God. He just built a fire. Fire's getting warm. And he opens up the Bible and he starts reading and he gets to Matthew and he gets to the verse where it says, many shall come to me in that day. Say, Lord, Lord, have not we? They prophesied my name. We've cast out demons in thy name. We've done many marvelous works in thy name. And he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. It didn't that he knew them and then that he's lost again. He says, I never knew. It ain't like, now God, don't get me wrong, God's knowledgeable of everyone. He knows everyone. He's in conscious mind because it's God's will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. So his mind is to have you saved, but he didn't know him in a personal relationship. That's what he's talking about. And he read that and it smote him and he goes, dear God, I'm lost. The Holy Ghost smote him. The light of God's word come inside of him. And there he is, a teacher, led song leading in a church, led people to Christ, and yet not knowing Christ personally. I dare to say, as you said in your prayer, you mentioned it, there are some people sitting here right this morning, you know about God, but you don't know Him. You've never been quickened by the Spirit of God and had your eyes open as Caleb spoke. That I was lost, but now I see. That was good. I like that. So this 93 million miles from the earth, its diameter is 110 times that of the earth. 110 times bigger than the earth. And its volume is 1,300,000 times that of the earth. That's just amazing in its thought, and I think God's bigger than that. Now, I'm trying to get this thought. Now let's get back to God's Word. Genesis 1:1. Who can tell me what the first thing God made? What did He do with the light? He separated it from the dark. Boy, they ain't thought that ring a bell. And what we got wrong with our churches now? Darkness is creeping into the church house. And God's still trying to separate the light from the darkness. He's trying to weed out the darkness from it. In your life, He's trying to separate the darkness. Darkness is trying to creep in. Fear is darkness. So many things in God's Word can creep in. Doubt, discouragement can creep in. Pain, suffering can come in. And it can creep in your life. And it's a form of darkness from Satan to rob your joy, your peace, your happiness. And I almost taught on that, but God led me here. So you're stuck here with me. But God's light. Now what's one of the last things He does according to Revelation 22? Or 21 verse 10, I think it is. He says, what's He do away with once and for all? There's no more night. Darkness is eliminated. Once and for all. And who's the prince of darkness? We know who that cat is, all right? So we eliminate the devil at the end. But until then, we're here in the middle fighting. We're in the battle. And the only thing our very source of strength He gives us is, Thy Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our... I mean, we all know it, but boy, do we just grab a hold of it and sink it in our souls. Because without this book in your life, you will not be walking in the light. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, what's that say? I quote it. What is it in the letter? God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. No darkness. So within God Himself, there is no darkness all inside. Now we're going to get to John sometime here. Look, I got you turned there. Like I said, I want to cover these other bases. Try to. John chapter 1. Let's read it together. John chapter 1, verse 1. And that sounds almost like Genesis, don't it? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from John who's from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That's an interesting statement, that the very light of God, He's lighted to every man. Every man. There is something inside you, the very first breath you took, there is something inside, I believe, in every soul that draws you to God because you're created by Him. It's kind of like you try to drop a coon off, you can catch him in a trap, drop him 10 miles down the road, he'll come right back to where he was at. It's almost phenomenal. You can do a stupid possum the same way and he'll do the same thing. You can drop a mole off and it's blind and he'll come back to the same place. It's phenomenal but to you out here, you're drawn to God. Something is drawing you, everyone's, to that dear brother, been in church all his life, but something told him inside, you're not saved. You're not right with God. You need to be born again. So the light, that's what light does. So the source of light, that who is light? God is. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. This is the message we have heard of Him and declared to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So, is God a dim light? Is He a faded light? Is it a gray light? Can't be Him. It is totally pure totally without any glimmer of any stain whatsoever. It is pure. And since the day I got saved, my eyes was open, Brother Caleb. I might not did everything exactly right, but inside I knew everything. I didn't know no scripture, but somebody was drawing me to a light and a walk in my life, and I knew I was different. I knew I had been changed. That light that's like the sun is 93 million miles from the earth, and I'm thinking God's bigger than that, and He's inside of me. And my eyes was open, now I see that same glorious power. And I'm going to give us an illustration. You might not like it, but I love it. As Moses and Aaron, they met God at Mount Sinai, right? And as they come up to the mount, and what did they follow by day? It was a light. A cloud of light. And by night, it was like a fire. They could follow it. And it stood between them and the enemy, and it protected them the whole way. But as they went up to Mount Sinai, they put stakes in the ground outside. And as they walked to the stakes, they gave a warning to the people. And the warning was what? You step past them stakes, what's going to happen? You're going to die. You're in bad shape, buddy. Don't go past them stakes. This is where God's at. And then they heard thunderings and earthquakes and lightnings and fire and all them things was, and this was the presence of God. And as they disappear in this cloud and walk up with God, and as they got up in there, everybody on the outside had to wonder, oh my goodness, are they going to come out of there? Are they going to make it out alive? And that's all they could hear was, the power of God. Now here's my thought. That thunder and that lightning is all bottled up inside of me. And sometimes it comes out at times, and I just about can't contain myself. I come all to pieces. I have me a spell all by myself, and that's God. You ever had to tell God, just, I can't be blessed no more. I just fall apart if you bless me anymore. My honey bucket's filled up to the top. It's running out of my ears, and I just can't handle it. My soul, human flesh can only take so much God. But he gets it swelling up, swelling up, swelling up. I get some heads nodding. I think some of you know what I'm talking about. The sweetness and the presence of someone pure and holy that cannot sin, that is a pure, radiant light, that in him is no darkness, all swelling up inside a sinful chunk of clay, a Gentile dog. And he's inside of me, trying to help me walk. And he wants me to walk in the light as he is in the light. He that says what? That he hath fellowship with God and walks in darkness, he lies, does not the truth. But if we walk in light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. So there's a blessing there to walk in the light, the true light, the source of light, the substance of light. Oh my goodness, time flies by so fast. Here's John 3, verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. For he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. In other words, are made known in God. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. So next time you want to do right, or you want to do wrong, you hate the light. That almost hurts, don't it? Next time you want to get mad, get in the flesh, that's what it said. It says you hate the light. And I know the old flesh loves darkness rather than it loves light. I know that principle. Boy, the more you're in this book and walk in the light, the more you see, the more God scrubs your eyes and the clearer everything gets. and the sweeter God gets. Let me share something here. I got 5 minutes and 20 seconds. Substance of. In John 12, 35, 36, then Jesus saith unto them, yet a little while is the light with you. The light is with you. Walk while ye have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While ye have light, believe in the light, that he may be the children of what? The light. That's who we are. Ambassadors of Christ. Representatives of God Almighty. God help us. And the only way that's accomplished if we get in this book every day. I ain't got time. I got this. Find time. You must find time. If it's in the car going to school, do it. Plug it in, get it on, and listen to the Word of God. Let somebody read to you. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So the devil is going to do anything he can possibly conceive to keep you out of the book. Because the book is light. It's God's source to help us. I can't encourage you or push enough the importance of this book in your life. I know a lot of us know it. We heard it. Well, I've heard this my whole life. You might know a whole lot, but there's a daily regimen of reading, of dying to yourself, that you're being submission to God. And we just read it there. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light. Let's define evil. Evil is sin. So if evil is sin, James says, man that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So if you know to do good and doeth it not, to you it's sin. And when you choose to do evil, you hate the light. Just encourage you to walk in the light a little bit, if I may. The source of light, the substance of light. Let me read another verse here. Verse 48 in chapter 12 says, I am come and light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. I thank God since the day I've been saved, He's allowed me to see things and literally walk in. I was talking to this dear brother yesterday, and it's amazing the things he's experienced. But through trials and times is when God becomes real to you. You won't experience no other way. And the children of Israel, as they left Egypt, and God blessed their hearts, they murmured, complained, but God bless, I would never do that. Yeah, all right. It's tar's hitting the road now, ain't it? Yeah, we're all on the same page now. Yeah, we do. We just like them, no different. Well, if I seen miracle in the Red Sea, I think I could walk closer. I got it written in a book, and it just is real to me every time I read it, and it just opens up again, and it's real all over again. I wasn't there, but every time I read it, it seems like God puts me there, and it just becomes more realer. I'm standing by Moses, watching him, and he pulls that rod up, and I'm seeing him doing it. Walking through the mud. No, it's dry ground. So, real quick, one more thought. I got 1 minute and 30 seconds. Standing in light. 1 minute, 1 minute. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness. It's your calling. You want to know your calling? There it is. Come out of the darkness. All of it. Come out of darkness into the marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which hath not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So you're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a holy nation, peculiar people. Show forth His praises. You're called out of darkness. You're called into the light. My time's done. So we see the source of light, the substance of light, standing in light. Source, substance, and standing. Pray. Father, dear God, we love You. Thank You again for Your Word. Oh, God, help us to walk close to Thee, dear God. You may please Thee to know You more and to see You more as You have us see. Dear God, even prepare our hearts for the message to come. Oh, God, that we see You even in a more realer way. Dear God, that You'd have Your will and way with every heart here. And one under the sound of my voice does not know Thee. Dear God, let today, let now be the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Oh, let them be saved. Let not another day go by. We know not what a day may bring, for tomorrow may not be here, dear God, for none of us. We don't know that. So today may be the only chance to get right. So help us to be serious about this matter. In Jesus' name we pray and ask, believing, Lord. Amen. Amen.